Yeah, what role do your guys have in trying to shut down Julio Jones?
Well, it's going to take a collective effort, not just with the guys on the back end, but linebackers, our front four, our rush guys, trying to get some pressure and try to get this quarterback off of out of rhythm, so to speak. But it's not going to be one individual. It'll be a collective effort, and that's still going to be tough enough. I mean, he's going to make his plays, and we just got to try to limit them as much as we can.
What have you thought of HaHa through 6 games, you guys?
HaHa's been fine, and sometimes when you don't get the recognition, I think sometimes you can feel like you're being underappreciated or not realize that you're doing your job. And so HaHa's done some good things. Probably hasn't made the splash plays people are probably looking for, but it's still early in the season, and HaHa's done everything we've asked him to do. And so much of that position is getting the opportunities and getting the ball up the field. But HaHa's done a lot of good things, leadership, again, tackling, and trying to limit the big plays. That's probably the big things that stick out. But the splash plays don't come. And usually when those things come, they come in bunches. HaHa's not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. The big thing is what we do as a defense and not just one individual.
Does he feel underappreciated?
No, not at all. I think sometimes going into the season, you know, as I say, everybody wants to get interceptions, everybody wants to get picks and so forth. And I told those guys going into the season that our goal is to get under 100 tackles. We don't want our safeties having 100 or so plus tackles. When you do, that means too many things are getting out the gate. And I think with the way we played the run up to this point, I think that's a good indicator. And we don't want things getting back on the second and third level. So I'm fine with where those guys are. The big plays will come. And like I said before, they come in bunches. The one thing that we can't do, we can't press and take liberties and jeopardize the defense. And that's a big part of being disciplined, understanding your role, not being selfish. Again, we're playing those guys a little bit differently because of our corner situation. And we're just trying to do whatever we feel is best for our defense, not one individual per se.
With this athletic ability, is there going to be a time when Bryce gets on the ball a little bit more?
I know he's chomping at the bit, and it's a good problem to have. I think our coaching staff and I think our players feel confident in him if he's called on. But as of right now, he's doing what he's asked to do, and he's trying to do it at a high level. And everybody wants to play more. Everybody wants to get a ton of snaps. But sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. But you just got to keep working and keep pressing. And when the opportunity is there, you got to take advantage of it. But he's doing a good job, and I like to see those guys, he and Evans in particular, to continue to make strides on special teams and help us in that area. And then when they're needed on defense, to step up and play up to the standard that we expect them to.
Does Evans get much work? And you've got a lot of safeties. How do you fit those guys? And Whitehead, too, because...
Yeah, I mean, those guys have done some good things, and we knew that going into the season, not just with our position, but overall as a defense, when you got a talented group of guys, they all want to play more. And the one thing that we talked about defensively is everybody accepting their role, not getting frustrated, and doing what's best for the team. And that may not be what your role starts out as, but as the season progresses, things could change. But the one thing that we can kind of feel good about is we got a bunch of unselfish guys. I know our rush guys, they want to rush more, and you're juggling guys in and out. But at the same time, we're going to try to make decisions that's in the best interest of the defense. And understanding that we got some talent, you know, that's still growing. And I think if we get in a situation that those guys have to play, I think we'll feel okay about that.
Darren, what do you think the key has been, though, for Bryce being able to step in there, you know, when you do drop down Morgan and filling in that spot to be able to do that right away?
Well, he's came in from day one with a workmanlike attitude, kind of quiet, and if you're not careful, you can kind of misread that. But he goes about his business probably as hard and as serious as anybody we've got. And he just works hard. He doesn't say a whole lot, doesn't complain. Guy asks a ton of questions. Ton of questions in the meetings. I think the only guy we had like that was probably Charlie Pepper that would ask about the same amount of questions. But he's just eager to learn, and he's trying to get as much information as he can. And as a coach, you really appreciate that. And he's still a young player, and he's still got a ways to go. But any contribution we can get from those guys, you know, is a big plus. And a big part of that is our special teams.
this year, Ha-Ha's played every snap for you guys. If he stays healthy the whole year, can he play 100% of snaps?
I believe so. Ha's durable, and I think that's one of the things, really, since he's been here. I don't think the guy's missed a practice, and when he's been asked to step up and play, he's been there. And reliability, durability, accountability, all those things, you know, he represents. And so Ha's been a tremendous leader, and I think our young guys see that. And it's an element of toughness that you see that may sometimes go unnoticed, but to be able to play the number of snaps that he's played in an early part of his career and get the production, Ha's doing a lot of good things, and I'm glad we got him.